Welcome to Straight Talk Money, the place where you learn the wisdom of Wall Street. Over the next hour, you'll not only get straight answers to your questions about your money, but also get firsthand insight into the economy and the markets from people who have seen it all. Get ready. Straight Talk Money starts right now.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday. Here is what's coming up on the show today. Well, Apple with a big surprise, but is it really a big surprise? We're going to talk about that. We've also got some key economic data coming out this morning, with along with more earnings. And then auto sales seem to be taking a little bit of a beating. So we've got Dave Pickering. He is a vice president with Industrial Info Resources, and it is a global intelligence company for all the industries. We're going to find out what is going on in that industry. We've got more on this and lots more financial news coming your way this hour on Straight Talk Money. Good morning, everybody. I'm Peggy Tuck, and joining me from Dallas, Texas, is our portfolio manager, Charles Sizemore. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
Well, of course, it was a very, it's a very busy, I guess we could say, very busy economic day here. Going on between Wall Street and everything that's going on. And probably the biggest story that is flashing across the headlines was Apple. Apple reported after the bell yesterday, and they reported quarterly profit of $2.10 per share, which is 8 cents a share above estimates. But the surprise was that they missed the forecast, however, in sales. And so
they missed sales, and their guidance for the rest of the year was a little bit lower, and by a couple other metrics too, they sort of just fell slightly short of expectations. So for the most part, it really was a disappointing earnings report. The few unambiguously positive things mm-hmm. were that they did agree to massively raise their dividend and increase their share buyback and sort of accelerate that. But for the most part, it was a disappointing earnings release.
Well, okay, so now they are paying a higher dividend right now than ExxonMobil is. So it was a huge dividend. But Charles, when we talked about this before, that you said, why is everybody so surprised?
Yeah, that's the funny thing. This came as such a shock that what shocked people was Apple came out and said, pretty straightforward, pretty point blank, yeah, because we have a new iPhone coming out before too long, and it's going to be a substantial upgrade, we've had a lot of people just sort of back off and postpone their iPhone upgrade, and they called it a pause in sales, and got the street completely worked up. But I look at that and I say, how could that have possibly been a surprise to anyone? Just look at your own behavior. Look at my behavior. I mean, I'm a Samsung guy. I have the Galaxy S6. I've been wanting a new phone for a while, but I intentionally just held off until the S8 just came out. It just came out a couple weeks ago. I mean, that's just normal consumer behavior to postpone a purchase unless your phone breaks and you just don't have a choice. You normally do just you stretch out your phone a little bit longer to get that next model coming out. Now, I guess with Apple, 5 years ago or more, people, it didn't matter. I mean, people would literally just make a queue, and I mean, they would upgrade their phone even faster than the normal 2-year cycle and stand in line to do it. But as Apple has matured and the products aren't as new and exciting as they used to be, they're more just mainstream now. To me, this just seems like normal behavior. I'm surprised by how surprised everybody else seems to be.
Well, and unfortunately, it was dragging down the futures a little bit this morning. It's interesting. I remember IBM came out, Goldman Sachs came out, these companies that, of course, they're big players, and so that they are dragging down the market with them. Of course, Tim Cook was putting, the positive spin on it, saying they have 165 million paid subscribers across all their services and third party. And he's very enthusiastic, because he's looking to China.
Well, it's not. I think your first point is interesting. So Apple has been mostly viewed and priced as a hardware company. And what does that mean? Well, usually hardware sells at hardware companies sell at lower valuations than software companies or service companies because it's labor intensive, it's capital intensive, its margins tend to be lower, et cetera, et cetera. Well, as Apple continues to build out and entrench its subscription businesses, getting people in the App Store, getting people subscribed to services here, getting them locked into the ecosystem, that's extremely powerful. It makes the switching cost very difficult. For me, for example, it'd be very difficult for me to switch to an iPhone because I'm so deep into the Android ecosystem now that the switching cost for me would be quite high. Well, Apple's way ahead of Google on that. I mean, Apple really was the trailblazer there. So their power, if you're sort of a power iPhone user, you can't change phones. And so as they sort of emphasize the services and get more people sort of locked into that ecosystem, that makes their cash flows much more sticky. That's what attracted Warren Buffett to Apple. Warren Buffett very recently made very major investments in Apple.
Right, exactly.
And his rationale for doing so was the ecosystem. He said, look, people love their iPhone. They swap it out every couple of years. They buy the services. They're in the ecosystem. They don't go anywhere. So that's the bigger story right there.
Okay, well, we will move on from Apple, and you do have it in your portfolio, so you won't be making any changes, right?
Not planning to. Yep, I do. I'm still long.
Okay, we had ADP report coming out this morning, and apparently private sector job creation cooled in April, but it was still in line with what the economist had been expecting. Companies created 177,000 new positions for the month, according to that ADP report, and the March report indicated a growth of 255,000, which was revised lower from the originally reported 263,000. Now, of course, Mark Zandi, who is a chief economist with Moody's Analytics, he was on CNBC this morning, and I love it because I think you and I touched on this a little earlier this week. They always want to blame it on the weather.
I know. I know. That's been the story for the last 2 or 3 years. Just all data from the first or second quarter. It's the weather.
Right.
It was
Everything's the
unseasonably
weather.
cold or unseasonably hot or unseasonably moderate. I don't know. It's always something with the weather. But I mean, I would say overall, the ADP report was strong. And I would say when the official government data comes out next, if it confirms it, that would be a very, very good sign. I think overall. There's not a lot to complain about in that report. Job growth is looking quite good. This late in the cycle, that is pretty remarkable. Now employment is a lagging indicator. Companies tend to that tends to be the last thing they spend money on because it's expensive to hire people if you have the risk of having to lay them off. It's messy, it's complicated, nobody wants to do it. So that tends to be one of the last things companies do. So it does show that we're kind of late in the cycle. But we're still strong.
Okay, in the services area, that accounted for 165,000 of the total. That was a big number, led by professional and business services. Education, health services contributed pretty strongly. Leisure and hospitality, and that was primarily bars and restaurants. And so, pretty good report overall, but not such good news coming out of the automotive industry yesterday. And we are going to talk about that when we come back from these very important messages. You're listening to Straight Talk Money. Peggy Tuck and Charles Sizemore. You too can join us at 844-305-7800. Welcome back, everybody. You will get some satisfaction here, though. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, bringing you the wisdom of Wall Street. And of course, we were talking a little bit about automotive. Just want to mention, because automotive came up along with electric cars, I want to remind everybody Tesla earnings are coming in after the bell today, along with Facebook. So I'm sure that that will be one of the topics tomorrow. We'll see what happens there. And also speaking of automotive, and Dave Pickering mentioned Volkswagen. And Volkswagen is actually in talks, Charles, with ExxonMobil and Gazprom which is
Yeah, to
the
make a natural gas powered car. And that's actually very interesting because if you go around, not so much in the United States, but if you go to a lot of developing countries, you will see sort of homemade or not exactly homemade, but sort of shade tree mechanic modified cars that will run on natural gas because it's massively, massively cheaper. And even in the US, you'll see some old pickup trucks that run on propane or something. So, I mean, you see it. But yeah, that's an interesting trend. Now, I do have a funny story about that. I was in Northern Cyprus, which is actually a distinct country, the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, and it was kind of a boom town. And there was a kind of a small town, almost like Borat type character, who suddenly had a lot of money and he bought a Ferrari, and he was driving around the island. And well, all of a sudden he realized, having a Ferrari is expensive. They use a lot of gas. So he tried to convert it to run on natural gas. And he, the local mechanics there in middle of nowhere, Cyprus, had no clue how to do that. I mean, they've opened up the hood of the Ferrari, and it was way above their head. So they actually contacted the Ferrari company and asked them how to do it. Before I think they even hung up the phone, I mean, I exaggerate a little, but very quickly thereafter, representatives from the Ferrari company showed up at their house with some sort of court order and seized the Ferrari. They said, "We cannot allow you to destroy the brand reputation of Ferrari by doing this to our Ferrari." So they used some clause in his contract and just took the Ferrari back. So if you do convert your cars to run on natural gas, don't call Ferrari first.
Well, look, we have, I mean, we have other alternatives out there that people are looking at other than gas. You're looking at the waste, you're looking at oil, cooking
Biodiesel, yeah.
oil, all that kind of stuff. Algae becoming, a viable option
Natural
for your.
gas is by far the most cost-effective and practical. The only problem with natural gas really is that you have to have a huge tank for it. So sometimes, I mean, like basically the tank will take up your whole trunk. So then that can be kind of inconvenient. But other than that, I mean, natural gas is a very cheap and effective way to do it. Now, interestingly, Volkswagen is not presenting this as the car of the future. They're presenting it as more of an interim solution. If fully electric vehicles are the future, then natural gas is something of a stopgap to go for the next 10, 20 years until, everything's electric. So I thought that was interesting that that's how they presented it. Not as this is not the future, this is more like a stepping stone to the future.
All right, Charles, there's something going on Wall Street, and it's kind of a conundrum. We've got the fear gauge falling, which is the VIX. Most of the people that listen to here know, to the show know about the VIX, and oftentimes ask us why we don't talk about the VIX, as a matter of fact. And then you've got bonds and stocks soaring, that market soaring. So what gives here, and how concerned should we be? Now we've got a Fed policy statement coming out this afternoon. It's not going to be a Yellen press conference. It's just going to be a statement that comes out. I think most analysts are looking at not any real changes there, but it is having an effect on the Treasury today.
One of these trends is not like the other. When stock prices are rising, all else equal, you should expect the VIX to be falling because there's less fear out there. But you would also expect bond prices to fall as well, because usually when stocks are rising and overall fear is lowering, bond yields rise in anticipation of higher growth, higher inflation, etc. So I would say of the three indicators there, the one that doesn't quite seem to fit are bond yields.
Are the
Bond
bonds,
yields
yeah.
usually bond yields fall or bond prices rise. Those are two sides of the same coin there. Bond prices rise when people are scared. So that doesn't seem to fit with a falling VIX and a rising stock market. So I don't know. I'm not sure what conclusion to draw from that, other than the market seems to have a split personality.
It's kind of psycho right now. All right, you run a portfolio. You manage money for our clients. You run a portfolio. The I guess it, dividends, and it's got growth in there, but it's mainly based on dividend. With the how important is it? with what the Fed policy statement might be. I mean, we know that the economy has softened a little bit. I know people will, you know, it's no one's really expecting any big surprises today from the Fed, but they're going to be watching very closely as to how it's worded. And
they
what,
are.
What are no you looking for and what effects, changes might you make?
What no one so no one's really expecting them to raise rates today, though. I mean, it could happen. They could surprise us. But what they're really looking for is indications as to what we should expect for the rest of the year. You know, how aggressive is the Fed going to talk about raising rates for the rest of the year? And they always kind of use certain words like data driven, and you know, stuff like that. You know, they've been kind of carefully choosing their words for, you know, we'll raise rates when the data supports it, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. What everyone's going to be looking for is just more concrete or just subtle change, you know, even just subtle changes to the wording there of what we should expect. So if they come out, you know, even subtly, you know, kind of changing the wording to look a little bit more aggressive, you could see bonds sell off. You could see stocks sell off.
We'll see. Any changes to your portfolio, and how important is what the Fed says or does not say or indicates? Is it to how you manage your portfolio?
I probably wouldn't make any huge changes immediately. There are a few positions that I'm close to ready to sell. I'm just kind of waiting for a good exit point. I feel the stocks have sort of made their move. I could be persuaded to sell those a little bit sooner or hold on to them just a little bit longer based on what the Fed says. But I'm not going to make just wholesale massive portfolio changes based on a single Fed statement. That would be a very reckless way to do things. I would say, you know, what the Fed says today, it will probably not have a big impact. I mean, it can move the market a little. What would have a bigger impact, and what I would be more concerned about, is if you see a pattern of the Fed really getting far more aggressive than anybody expected them to over the course of a couple months, or far less aggressive than anybody expects. That's when I would really sit up and pay attention.
Okay, and by the way, folks, I want to let everybody know that Charles, of course, he manages a portfolio for us, a dividend portfolio here at Robertson Wealth Management. He's going to be in the Houston area May 22nd, the week of May 22nd. If you'd like to meet with him, go to straighttalkmoney.com and send me an email. Also, Denver, we're going to be coming your way at the beginning of June. And Charles is going to be joining us once again. If you're interested in sitting down, go to straighttalkmoney.com and send me a message. Charles, thank you so much for joining me today on the air. I really appreciate your insight, as always.
You bet.
All right. And, folks, we've got Dave Dyer tomorrow, so be sure to tune in tomorrow. Go out and make yourself some money. Yes, the market is being pulled down today, mostly because maybe Apple sales not so strong, but it doesn't matter how it opens. Let's watch how it closes this afternoon. So make yourself some money, and as Mike Robertson always said, God bless you. But why do I always feel like I'm in-